You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hour number two here on a Funk Friday. Midday show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks again to Smoke and Joe Patrick for hanging out and clarifying some things, maybe shedding some light on a couple questions we had coming out of the press conference and media availability yesterday with the Falcons ahead of their hiring. It sounds like the president of football will happen. I wouldn't be surprised if we know who the president of football is by the time we take the air Monday.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And I would be surprised if it's not Matt Ryan.
Yes, so. I think that's the biggest thing is that you would be surprised. Like Joe said, I just ultimately think they're wasting their – no, yes, I'll say it. They're wasting their time, but they have to do that due diligence, and I understand it. I respect that part of it. But, yeah, it would be a surprise that Matt Ryan was not this creative position.
Yep.
My thing is if it works, how many more would do this?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Like, could the Falcons be a trendsetter of hiring former quarterbacks or whatever to be the president
you
and
know?
Overlook and overview everything?
Like maybe. Because there's a lot of guys of Matt Ryan's era that kind of they're doing the media thing,
right.
And Philip came back and played for a couple games,
right.
But now there's rumors that he wants to stay involved. Maybe. Because, you know, that era saw a lot of players play really well for one franchise for a prolonged period.
Mm-hmm.
And not all of them – Matt's actually good at broadcasting.
Yes.
Not all of them are. So maybe that's what it is. Almost like that's good. That's an optimistic way of thinking about how this could go. Kind of like when Alex Anthopoulos first started doing those long-term before arbitration contracts.
Right.
And then the whole league kind of started doing that thing, almost as like a new model. Maybe this will be the new model for the NFL.
Maybe.
I hope it goes that way.
That means it works.
Ultimately, you know, this is the news of the week, so you dig into it the way that we have. Bottom line is this, like, whatever they do, whether it was this or stand pat with what they had done or whatever, all we want them to do is hire the right people and win
football games. That's it.
That's all it is, and
there's nothing more and nothing less.
I know, and that's been my thing, because there's been a lot of, I don't know, the behind the scenes stuff, and there's been a lot of conversation about structure and who does what and all that stuff. Like, it's not that, for us at least, like, it's really not that deep. Like, we're not trying to analyze who's doing what in the grand scheme of things in the organization. We're critical of the football operation because they haven't won enough football games.
Correct.
We hope that they win more football games, because it would be really great for the people that are nice enough to listen to our show every day that have to watch this football team not make the playoffs for 8 straight years.
Yeah.
And it would be really fun to cover them as well. We still have not ended a season as a show together where the Falcons have a winning record.
But
at some point that will happen.
Yeah, but that's the frustrating part about this team, is that I would expect it more if they were, you know, one of these – like the Raiders or something. Like, they're not that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
Like, they're not that bad, you know?
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're an average team. They are. They're an average team. If they were slightly above average, above average, they would be playing this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Just slightly.
Mm-hmm.
That's one more win.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Not saying that you're a great team and going to make a run or something, but in this football climate this year and then in this division, if you were slightly average.
That's right. And honestly, just over the last 5 years, there's countless.
There's been like three opportunities for them.
There's countless opportunities per year,
yeah.
Where it's like, man, if they just did that, if this went this way, if this went that way, maybe a restructuring and a reset, a hard reset for the franchise is a way to do that, to go from 8-9 to 10-7,
yeah.
And then you're in the playoffs. And then you can build from there,
yes.
Because that's what it is. Like, you don't often go from the middle to the top. Whether it's in football or basketball or whatever, we always talk about it in the NBA, and unfortunately that's where the Hawks tend to find themselves as well, is right there in the middle. The parallels between these two franchises boggle my mind, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it has to be a coincidence because they're really not related, but they do play right across the street from each other, and they're just so similar.
Yeah.
Like, because it's not awful, other than when the Hawks tanked hard to get Trey and all that. But, like, for the most part, they're just right there.
Right.
If there was a play-in in the NFL, the Falcons would be in it.
No doubt about it.
You know what I mean?
No damn doubt about it.
You know what I'm saying? So,
no doubt about it.
And in the NBA, normally you have to bottom out and get that lottery pick before you can you reach heights. The Hawks are trying to do it a different way. But yeah, man, I just, you know, whatever it takes to get out of that middle, 7-10, 7-10, 7-10, 8-9, 8-9.
Yeah. Whatever. And that could be a good coach can get you two, maybe.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like a good coach can get you two.
Absolutely. I think a couple of different personnel decisions and a couple of different coaching decisions this year have the Falcons in the playoffs.
Yeah, it gets you two. And so, I mean, hell, even with this last coaching staff, if a player or on the field goes right.
Yeah, no, that's why I said that.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to pin it all on Raheem Morris.
Because there were mental
and physical mistakes made by players in games that lost them games.
That's just crazy. And, you know, the vision part of this team, I don't know what the vision of the Falcons is, but the vision of the Falcons should be win. Period.
Right.
Period. Just win, man. Win. And, you know, but the vital part about it is, you know, you got to get the right guy to lead this team. I believe the vision is not Matt Ryan's. The vision should be the head coach. All right? That's just how I feel. Yeah. I think everybody should be on the vision with the head coach because he's the one that has to coach this damn team.
Yeah, then we got a little bit of clarity yesterday in terms of what the structure is going to look like. When they hire the president, which we all assume will be Matt Ryan, we'll get a little bit more clarity on what his role will be and that.
Yes.
And I would imagine, knowing and hearing from him a little bit the way that we do and have, he'll probably say that.
Yeah, because Matt's a football guy.
Which is why you hire a football guy to do this job the way that they've spelled it out.
Yes.
Which, that part of it I like. I'm like, all right, look, like, in the context of the Falcons, he's the guy who knows how to win the most.
He's
it, right?
Yes.
Now, again, you have to remember, we said in the context of the Falcons, like, that this franchise has unfortunately not won a ton throughout its history. But it did its most winning when that guy was the quarterback. Hopefully that translates to this job. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, you want to just go in chronological order here? Because there's six playoff games in the NFL this weekend. Starting, and shockingly, the Texans are not in this first Saturday window. That is usually the Houston Texans Invitational. 4:30 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as well as on Fox TV. The Los Angeles Rams, and I presume the MVP of the league, Matthew Stafford, taking on Carolina Panthers.
Well, the last time they went their staff was awful. He played really, really bad. I'm looking at this 10.5. You might hear about this one later on.
It's 10.5.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously the Rams should have everybody back, like Adams and everything, but they played in that game.
That's true.
You know, they played in that game, and so when you look at it from that standpoint, you think the Rams should be an overwhelming favorite. The Panthers are not a good football team, but they're gritty. They fight. We do realize they lost their last game and still got in because the Falcons did.
You're welcome.
But
you're welcome, Charlotte.
I mean, you know, how good is Bryce Young going to play? That's the biggest thing. How big can they run the damn football, Bunk? I mean, that's also going to be the thing. If they can control the clock or something like that, they can keep themselves in the game. But, yeah, I think the Rams win this game.
I think the Rams are really good. They also lost to the Falcons and the Panthers in December.
And the one thing that they did, when you look at what the Falcons did, they ran the ball. The Panthers want to run it.
Yeah.
They want to run it as much as they can. Play action pass, do those type things.
And you look at what the Rams did in those games, they turned it over.
Yes.
Stafford was throwing picks in those games, and that's a big part of what happened. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think the Rams probably roll in that one, but I don't know, man. Before they lost those games, I had them penciled into the Super Bowl, and then they lost. And I know they had injuries and stuff down the stretch, but that's the first one. You got a divisional matchup, heated rivalry. Yeah. Packers and Bears in the nightcap on Saturday night, again right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Can the Packers stop the run? Chicago's their thing is they want to run the ball. It's fun. He had 3,942 yards.
Dang it.
Dang.
Almost. They still don't have a 4,000-yard passer.
Almost got there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's completed about 58% of passes. So, you know, his biggest thing he's going to have to do, to my Caleb, they're going to have to run the football. Keep your tight ends involved. And I know that's more play caller than anything. We know this. For some reason, these coaches don't like each other. You know, and it started with Ben Johnson in his initial press conference.
He's kind of talking trash.
Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love usually plays good in the playoffs. I know they talk about the one pass in San Fran, we threw it back across his body and all those other things, but he's been pretty good in the playoffs. But the thing is, he's going to have to play because Jacobs isn't where he was last year. Yeah. So he's going to have to make plays. That receiving core is going to have to make plays.
Well, and their best receiving option got hurt about a month and a half ago in Tucker
because,
Kraft.
Because the Bears' defense is not good as long as they are not getting turnovers.
Yeah. I think the Packers' defense is the best unit in the game, which maybe is how they win the game.
Yeah.
I think the Packers are better than the Bears.
I do too.
But I know the record doesn't say that in the season. If the Packers lose, is LaFleur available on Monday?
I don't know.
Kind of weird to even think about.
It's kind of weird to think about it, but there's rumors, and you telling me about, you know, he has 1 year left on his contract. It's not necessarily about wanting more years. It's about wanting more money.
Yeah, apparently he's asking for more money than the Packers are trying to pay
him. Yeah, so I don't know.
They don't have, they're not owned by anybody. You know?
I know, but that'd be interesting if he's on the market.
I'll tell you who is. We heard from him yesterday. He's got billions of dollars. He could pay him what he wants.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan knows him.
Matt Ryan, he does know him. Him and the former head coach are best buddies.
Yeah.
Best friends.
Bills-Jags, first game on Sunday.
This is going to be a good one.
I think that's the one I'm most excited for.
This is going to be
weekend.
A good one because you got Superman going down there. Because Jacksonville, they're the hottest team in the NFL probably, them and the damn Texans. But their quarterback, they got a hot-ass quarterback. And we understand that Trevor Lawrence, you know, he has the goods. And he's put it together. They can run the hell out of the ball, both teams. I can imagine this being a short game because Buffalo can't stop the run.
Yeah.
Jacksonville wants to run the football.
Yep.
We know that Buffalo wants to run the football, too.
James Cook, 1,600 yards, 12 touchdowns.
Yes.
Remember the year.
You remember before the year, like.
They're trying to not pay him.
Not pay him. Yeah, but how healthy is Josh Allen? Because he's been dealing with that foot thing. That's why he didn't play in the last game. How healthy can he be?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole key here is it's going to be fun to see if he could Superman them on a run here. I don't know if he can.
I don't either. Because their defense is so
decimated.
Yeah, so he's gonna have to go. He's gonna have to carry this team.
And the Jags might be playing the best football any team.
They're
in
playing
AFC
good,
right
man.
Now.
They're playing really good.
49ers, Eagles, 4:30 on Sunday.
I think this is where the 49ers' luck runs out, man. I do. I think just they lost the backup to the backup at the linebacker position.
Yeah.
You know, I think Kendricks is starting. Eric Kendrick, I think. This, yeah, I didn't realize he was still playing.
Have you seen the rumor that the reason that they, not rumor, but like suggestion that the reason that they lead the NFL in injuries over the last 10 years is because their stadium and practice facility is right next to like a data center, and the frequency from the app
really?
Is like damaging the collagen and all their ligaments?
I did not hear that.
I saw it on Instagram yesterday.
Yeah, I did not.
I was like, I don't know if that's a conspiracy theory or not.
I did not hear that.
Yeah.
I did not hear that. I think the Eagles – because it seems like they're getting their dude back. And when Lane Johnson is the enforcer of the offense, and he should be back for this game. I know they're rested and all those things. They took last week off. But I think, I just think San Francisco, their luck runs out. Because of one reason, the perimeter players.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Kittle's,
no, I know what you mean.
Is still banged up.
I know what you mean. I just still, man, I've seen the Eagles be so bad so many times this year. I still don't trust that offensive coordinator. And I think Shanahan is, I mean – their coaching staff might be, they might have the best coaching staff in the playoffs.
They're pretty good.
That's going to be a fun game.
Yeah.
Chargers-Patriots.
These are the tricky games that the Chargers win. These are the games that the Chargers win on the road in the playoffs. You know, now, I know that they're banged up also. We understand that. But they got a stud quarterback. Their offensive line is what it is. They've lost so many guys. Can they run the football? And the thing with Drake May is they hopefully they look at it. Drake May become, because I think he's going to win MVP.
Do you think Drake May is going to win?
Yeah, I think Drake May.
Oh, okay.
But can he turn to young right there? You know what I mean? Because they say to everybody that they're a year ahead of schedule and all those different things. And it's just something about Jim Harbaugh in the playoffs.
They're both, that's true. They're both such good coaches.
Yeah, man.
That game to me is like 21-19. In the fourth quarter, if somebody's driving, and you get a field goal to win it. And the Texans and the Steelers.
I think the Texans win this football game. I just don't know if they can block them.
I don't think
that's
they
the thing about it. Pittsburgh, because they can't really run the ball. If they can find a run game, and like, because Aaron gets the ball out of his hands fast anyway.
That's a benefit with that Texans secondary too.
Yeah.
That Texans defense is...
It's not a good matchup for them.
No.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That's my only thing. And CJ Stroud has been playing pretty good also.
That's the one.
When they get DK back.
Oh, yeah, that obviously. Yeah, they that's get DK helpful. Back. I can see the Rams beating the Panthers by double digits. They're favored too. I can see the Texans beating the Steelers by double digits.
Yeah, too. I just, you know, they just a bad matchup. But if Aaron plays like he played in the fourth quarter of that last game, because he was outstanding.
I know. He found it. That was vintage Aaron Rodgers in the fourth quarter. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some college football. Obviously, Miami beat Ole Miss last night to advance to the national championship game. Oregon and Indiana at the Peach Bowl here in Atlanta tonight as well. We'll get to that and some other news from around college football after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.